Blaze Radio Network.
And now, Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher.
Okay, so last night, really in the morning, it was about 2:30 in the morning, I am up drinking my first cup of coffee, and I see a story come across my timeline that talks about conjoined twins, Abby and Brittany Hensel, known for their appearance on the Oprah Winfrey Show back in 1996, and later on the TLC reality series, Abby and Brittany, which I have not watched every episode, but I am aware of the Abby and Brittany reality series. Apparently, and I don't know when this happened, there's no date on this story, it's just it was in my Instagram feed, at Jeff Fisher Radio on Instagram, and I just, I can't stop thinking about it since 2:30 this morning. So they've reached this huge milestone. Abby, one of the twins, got married to this Josh Bowling, who is a nurse and an Army veteran. The couple resides in Minnesota, where both teachers teach fifth grade. Abby and Brittany, born in 1990, share a bloodstream and all organs below the waist, with Abby controlling the right side and Brittany controlling the left side. That's because their parents opted against separation surgery when they were born, and they have still led, you know, I mean, they've led remarkable lives. However, what a thing. I can't get it out of my head, being married to conjoined twins, and you're marrying Abby. Right? Abby was the one. Yeah, Abby got married. But Brittany, the one on the left, is just there hanging out. Abby is controlling Brittany. It's her body. Abby is running it all. Brittany controls the left side. So when you get a hug, if Brittany's pissed, she's not hugging you. You only got a one-armed hug. And if you're taking care of, a little extra marital activities, curricular activities, and Brittany is not having any of it, you're getting a right arm and a right leg. I can't. Put your leg up. I'm not going to, and you can't make me. I hope they have a wonderful life and live a long and marvelous life. But what happens when Brittany falls in love? Oh my gosh. Then they got to kick Josh out for a while. But no matter where you go, you're always there. I mean, you can quote me on that, really. No matter where you go, there you are. Welcome. Welcome to Chewing the Fat. Okay, I think I'm going to be having new t-shirts up for Chewing the Fat called Chewing the Fat Owl Killer. So apparently, the spotted owl, who lives in the forests of Oregon, Washington, and northeastern California, that's the spotted owl space. The U.S. government has decided that that's the spotted owl space. Well, and they are endangered species. Okay, so now the barred owls, B-A-R-R-E-D owls, have now committed. They're taking over the territory. The barred owls are like, hey, spotted or not, this is where we live. Okay, we don't care about you. This is where we live. And so the government is pissed at the barred owl mafia taking over the forests from the spotted owls. So there's at least 500,000 invasive barred owls that are encroaching on the spotted owls territory. So instead of, I don't know, leaving them alone and letting Mother Nature work it out and letting the spotted owl work out a deal with the barred owls to be left alone. Look, I'll work here. I'll pay you something. Don't break into my nest. We'll be good. No. The U.S. government has to get involved. So the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service plans to unleash hunters in California, Oregon, and Washington to kill about 500,000 of these owls. I want to be an owl killer. I want to be an owl hunter. I want it all on film. I want to see owls dropping from the trees. It's going to be awesome footage. In fact, this is a reality show. Why are we not filming this for a reality show? Owl hunters. It's amazing. So, the species has caused, I don't know, 75 groups that claim its actions could disrupt the wildlife. Yeah, well, tough. They're there and they're taking over. So all I want to do now is be an owl hunter. And what happens when I'm out in the woods? What happens? I'm out in the woods and I look up in the tree and there's an owl and I... Oh, no, that's a spotted owl. That wasn't a barred owl. Oh, no, I've killed a spotted owl, not a barred owl. There's another one. And I start just dropping owl. It's good. Oh, it's going to be... I can't. Okay, so you probably... The odds are... Okay, reload. Calm down. Thank you. The odds are that you're going to hit a barred owl because there's 500,000 of them. They're everywhere. But if you're out owl hunting... Be very quiet. We're hunting owls. You're gonna hit a spotted one. Oh no, that was a spotted one. Don't say anything. Cut the tape. Cut. Delete that. I want to be out in those woods hunting owls, man. We may have lost a life on a spotted owl. We may have humans getting injured. People out there, what happened to you? Well, I was out there hunting barred owls. What happens if we have owl attacks? What? Oh my gosh. What if the barred owls are like, are they coming after us in our territory? I don't think so. And they start attacking. We have barred owl attacks. Planet of the Owls. We're ready for that. This is going to be so much fun. So much fun. Oh, look. Is that a barred? Yes, it is. Are we paying people to kill them? That's a lot of money. I mean, if you're getting what? Yeah. What are you getting, like, a buck a head? 500,000. 500,000 owls for the government? I mean, what are they giving people? You know, a buck a head? $2 a head? $2 a head. You have guys walking in with strings of barred owls hanging off. That is awesome.
Well, isn't that what they do in Florida for the
pythons? Yeah, the pythons.
Pythons, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. You have the python hunts. So we absolutely need to make this happen with the barred owl. Oh, this has to be filmed. I want to see it. And what could possibly go wrong? Oh, wait, we just talked about some of the things that could go wrong. But I still want to watch every single part of it. Is that a, no, that was an eagle. Oh no. Oh, sorry. No, sorry. Can't do that. Delete that footage. So let's say, for example, you're out owl hunting and you need medication in a hurry, but you can't just go run to the pharmacy because you're owl hunting. That's why another reason, not just one reason, but another reason why you need the Jace case. I just go to jacemedical.com. The Jace case is a personalized emergency kit that contains 5 essential antibiotics that treat the most common and deadly bacterial infections. And Jace is continually working to expand their medication offerings. They've even added ivermectin as an option in the Jace case. Plus, you can buy a gift card for family or loved ones that were going to go out hunting owls or whatever, so that they can get a Jace case of their own and personalize it to their own needs. Now, look, even if you're not going out owl hunting and you just want medication and you can't get it because remember when medicine, I don't know, was made here in the United States? Yeah, it's not so much anymore. So there are drug shortages. Amazing that there are actually drug shortages here in America, but there are. And there's shortages all over the world. So you want the ability to take care of your family's health no matter what the situation. That's really the main point. You need the ability and want the ability and should actually have the ability to take care of your family's health no matter what the situation. And you do have that ability with the Jase case. Go to JaseMedical.com. 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 You use the promo code Jeffy, get a discount on your order at checkout. Promo code Jeffy at checkout. Go to JaseMedical.com. JaseMedical.com. There is an event happening this very weekend. If you're listening live, today is March 29th, 2024. Oh my gosh, it's my brother's birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to my brother, 29th of March. Mike, you know, happy birthday. Love you. All right. So anyway, there's an event tomorrow, the 30th of March, 2024.
Wait. Do you have a brother? Wait, hold up.
What are we talking about? Yeah,
you have a brother?
I thought you were gone.
I was walking out, and then you come drop this bombshell.
Yeah, March 29th. I have a brother. March 29th. That's Michael? His birthday.
You said Michael?
Don't worry about his name.
Hold on. You said Michael?
Yes, that's correct.
So Michael Fisher.
That's correct.
Does he go by Mike Fisher?
No.
No? Is he an older brother?
No, he's a younger brother.
He's a younger brother. So there's another of you out there. Not only you procreated and got two ladies to procreate kids out of you, there is another Fisher out there. If I were to put him on the Fisher scale, meaning that Fisher over here is the the one that does drugs and has STDs, and on the other side we have Fisher Pope. Where does he fall in that line? Oh my gosh, he's a Fisher. I've known you for like almost 8 years now. I did not know you had a brother.
Yeah,
even the producer that is producing you now, it's like, that's new to me. I didn't know he had a brother.
Oh, it hasn't been March 29th. I just realized it's his birthday.
Holy cow.
It's a date. It's like, oh my gosh, that's my brother's birthday.
Well, happy birthday to this. Is there a picture of him? Are you going to post a picture of him tomorrow?
Okay. He doesn't like pictures.
Oh, just like you.
He does not like pictures. And
is he here in Florida, Texas?
Don't worry about where he lives. Okay.
This is fascinating. Sorry,
He lives out in the middle of nowhere. I think now he's living in Colorado.
Okay.
I think he lives in the great state of Colorado.
Is he athletically overweight?
All right, we're done. Okay, we're done. All right, just because he's a Fisher. Anyway, this weekend, tomorrow, the 30th of March, 2024, is the inaugural Eating Uranus Fudge Galactic Championship in St. Robert, Missouri. Why have we not been? I did not know this was happening. I am embarrassed to say I did not know this was happening. I mean, the Uranus Fudge Factory is the place to be. We need to talk to someone at the Uranus Fudge Factory right now. Here's the number. Call them right now.
Please hold while we connect your call to extension 0.
Thank you for calling Uranus. This is Shonda. How can I help you?
Shonda, this is Jeff Fisher. I'm calling from Chewing the Fat program, and I just wanted to talk to someone about your championship going on tomorrow. Are you able to do that?
Actually, you reached the answering service. I don't have that information.
Oh, what?
I can take a minute.
What is happening? Are they not open?
Yeah, I can take your information, have the office give you a call back, or I can also give you, if you want, the main phone number.
Yeah, let me have the main phone number. I'll call that right now.
Missouri or Indiana?
Oh, my gosh. Either one. Give me both.
How about Missouri? It's 5.
That's fine. Missouri is where they're having the contest anyway. That's fine. 5.
All right, sounds good.
I'll see you later.
All right, bye.
General Store and Fudge Factory. This is James. How can I help you?
James, this is Jeff Fisher from Chewing the Fat program. How are you today?
Great. How are you?
Hey, I am fantastic. I am calling about your inaugural Eating Uranus Fudge Galactic Championship happening tomorrow. Are you able to talk about that a little bit?
No, but I tell you who can.
Oh, no. Why can't you talk about it, James? What's going on?
Because I don't know those details.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but Miss Tiffany will be more than happy to take your call.
I would love to talk to Miss Tiffany.
Sure, it's 5.
That's Miss Tiffany. Thank you, James. I appreciate it. Have a great day.
You as well. Bye-bye.
She's not there today.
Call has been forwarded to voicemail.
Oh, no.
The person you're trying to reach is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up.
Did it beep? Oh, hey, Miss Tiffany, Jeff Fisher, Chewing the Fat program. How are you? I'm calling about the 2024 inaugural Eating Uranus Fudge Galactic Championship. I was hoping to get some information on this event that's taking place tomorrow at your location. But it sent me to voicemail, so you can call me back. What's our number again? Oh, yeah, 888-900-3393. 888-900-3393. Thank you, Miss Tiffany. Have a great day, and I hope the event is wonderful. Well, that went well. We reached out. We didn't talk to anyone. Thank you. Tiffany, call back. What are we even doing? So, listen. If you make it to the first ever Eating Uranus Fudge Galactic Championship tomorrow, I've got to follow him on X. I got to follow at Eating Contest. I can follow the Uranus Fudge Factory. So the grand prize, if you eat the most fudge in 8 minutes, you're going to win $5,000. If you eat the second most, first place is $5,000, then $2,500, then $1,200, and third place is $650. Ooh, fourth and fifth place, too. They even got fourth and fifth place, $400 and $250. So you can still win a little bit of money. I don't know how much it's going to cost you to get to the Uranus Fudge Factory, but you have an opportunity to win a little bit of cash by eating the most amount of fudge in 8 minutes. And like I said, I love fudge, but I am like the Kenyans of running. I like the long distance run. I'm not a speed eater. But go enjoy, and we will talk about the champions of the Uranus Fudge Factory Eating Uranus Fudge Galactic Championship on Monday. All right, let's go to the break room. I need something cold to drink desperately. So J-Lo is on tour, and you know, we've had the Taylor Swift Eras tour that was monstrous. We've had Beyonce's Renaissance tour, which is monstrous. So J-Lo is going to have This Is Me Now tour. Which, you know, she released a new album, she got the Prime Video movie, and she's going to tour, well, the country for real, but at least here in the United States, she's had to cancel some shows. I know, it's sad. She had to cancel shows in Cleveland, in Nashville, in Raleigh, Atlanta, Tampa, New Orleans, and Houston. That's some big cities and big stops, big concert stops One, two, three, four, five, six, seven stops. And Houston being the largest. But, I mean, Tampa Bay, too. Holy cow. And Cleveland. And she had, so she had to cancel. And you think, oh, no. Oh, no. J-Lo, are you, did you get sick? Is everything okay? Do you have something wrong with you? Is some plastic surgery didn't work? What's going on? No. It's just that, there weren't enough tickets sold in those cities to see the J-Lo show. So there wasn't even enough to keep the venues open. Now, the tour is, she's not selling any tickets at all. The tour is scheduled for 30 shows and still scheduled for 30 more shows. Wow, she was going to 37 venues and seven of them she had to cancel. Oof. I mean, almost 10%. But the 30 shows that are still supposedly going to happen, there's plenty of unsold seats at those venues as well, according to Ticketmaster. So I'm sure those charts, are wrong. Don't show J-Lo. Don't try, you know, don't let her know. Just let her know we're going to do the show and we're moving on. Now, she has, to her inner defense, she's added additional shows in Toronto, Miami, and New York City. Those are three strong cities for her. Well, New York City, I mean, hello. She's Jenny from the block. So, I mean, that's, those are her people. Are they? Are they? But they are. They are. That's what she says. So good luck to J-Lo, man. I want that. I want those shows to hang out. Let's see. Despite reported concerns, Lopez financed the $20 million project itself. Ooh. So Lopez did the whole, she paid for all of that for This Is Me Now, Tufts, going up against Taylor and Beyonce. Oh, honey, I love you, J-Lo. I love you. And I know you're happy in love now with Ben. And you got the kids and the new house. And you're still looking fine. I was looking at your show. You're still looking good. You're not, you know, you're not your young self anymore, but who is? Am I right? Who is? But don't feel bad. Don't feel bad when you go out to do your show and no one is there. What would you do if you could reboot anything that has now gone away and bring it back? What would it be? Well, Carly Kloss, model and entrepreneurs, Bedford Media, has acquired publishing rights from Dot Dash Meredith to reboot Life Magazine. Now, Life Magazine went away, I don't know, 20 years ago. Right, I mean, a long, long time. Nobody even knows what Life Magazine was, is, could be. Well, now that's not true. Carly Kloss does, and her husband, investor Josh Kushner, they've acquired the publishing rights to Life, and they believe that Life is gonna, they're gonna relaunch it as a print magazine with vibrant digital and video presence. Life Magazine. Now, I will say, I've got some ideas on how to make magazines viable again. I truly do. And it's an idea I've had for a long time that magazines, I believe, could use. And especially with the technology that we have today, I think you could definitely use it. So, Carly, call me or email me, chewingthefat@theblaze.com. You can reach out to me on X at JeffyJFR. You can reach out to me on Facebook and Instagram, Jeff Fisher Radio. You can reach out to me on my YouTube channel, Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher. You know what? What the heck, Carly? Order a cameo from me at JeffyJFR. I know it's not free, but you can order the cameo. And then we'll reach out to me and let me know, you know, hey, Jeff, you had some ideas about Life Magazine. We get together. We can hang and we can talk about it together. You, it's just us. You want to bring hubby along? Sure, bring hubby along. That's fine. I know he's an investor. So, you know, bring him along and we'll talk about some of my ideas to help you better other people's experiences with your new Life Magazine. That's what I'm here for. That is what I'm here for. And, you know, while we're talking, maybe before we even talk, you should probably just subscribe to Chewing the Fat because I got to tell you, if you're listening to this right now and you're not a subscriber, what are you doing? You're a freeloader. Nobody likes a freeloader. Okay. Sure, the podcast is free. Sure, you can subscribe on any platform that warms the little innards that you have, but you got to be a subscriber. You can't just listen off one of your friends' platforms because that's a freeloader. Nobody likes a freeloader. Everybody likes free stuff. Nobody likes a freeloader. And while you're at it, if you're a subscriber, rate and review the show because it helps. It helps other people find the show. So rate and review, 20 stars, best podcast ever. It's very simple. Oh, boy. Just when you thought Alamo Drafthouse was doing okay, if you're not familiar with Alamo Drafthouse, it's based here in Texas. It's a theater chain. And it's in theater dining, and they call it a fan forward approach to movie going, but it's not the recliner chairs, but you have a bar in front of you and they bring you food and stuff. It's a fun experience, Alamo Drafthouse Cinemas, but they filed for bankruptcy in 2021 because they were struggling and everybody used COVID, and it's a big most of those movie theaters were huge issues thanks to COVID. So now they're looking to sell. They're like, hello Hollywood, somebody, hello, oh, one of your movie theaters, Amazon, AMC, what do you think, Paramount, hello, could you buy us? So look for that. And that's probably not a bad idea because it's one way that a movie theater, say like, I don't know, Netflix, Amazon, I should work for Alamo. Hello? They should go present their deal to a Netflix, to an Amazon, to AMC, to Paramount, and say, look, make Alamo Drafthouse your movie theaters so that when you release films or Paramount Plus, when they release big shows or whatever, they release them first at the draft houses so people have to go there to see them, and then you keep them there for a reasonable amount of time before you release them on the streaming platform, which was my idea for the movies to begin with. If you're in the top three movies, you stay at the movie theater. If you, after that first week, if you're not in the top three, jettisoned right to streaming. And they didn't like that idea. Oh no, the movie theaters won't stand for that. Well, I was trying to help you survive. Now it's looking like, you probably aren't going to survive. So, when I see you on the street corner over there in front of Netflix offices yelling, hello, hey Netflix, Alamo Drafthouse over here. You see me? Can we talk? When I see you doing that, yeah. Then you come to me. Then you'll want to talk. So when you go to try to buy and sell, you want to buy your new home, you want to sell your old dump, you need help because it's a difficult and complicated process. And there's so many things you have to do, so many things you have to know. And, you need the best real estate agent you can get. And that's why you should go to realestateagentsitrust.com. Realestateagentsitrust.com. Look, it's Glenn's company. They only work with agents who are top sellers in their field. They know the ins and outs of the housing market. And above all, they're committed to getting you the best results possible. They know the right people to get a hold of, people who are making home repairs for you, providing estimates, even taking the best photographs of your home. They're great agents and they're great people. You can trust them. In fact, that's their name, Real Estate Agents I Trust. So go to realestateagentsitrust.com. Realestateagentsitrust.com. Who died today? Who died today? Very sad. Louis Gossett Jr., Louis Gossett Jr. Dead at the age of 87. Root, an officer and a gentleman. I mean, he's an Oscar winner. Now, if you would have asked me before this news broke today, hey, Louis Gossett Jr., dead or alive? I thought he was already dead. I mean, I'm thankful that he wasn't. I loved his work, but I thought he was already dead, but he wasn't. So he is now, though. They confirmed his death. He died in Santa Monica, California, and no cause of death has yet been revealed. So if it was that, they would have said something, right? Yeah, of course they would have. I do love how he got into acting, though. He said that he started acting in a play on Broadway, and he said they were looking for a young black kid to play a lead in this Broadway play, and they didn't have anybody. So they started going to high schools saying, hey, what up? And somebody said, hey, tell your mother to take you down there. And so that's how he got into show business. Really fascinating. So Louis Gossett Jr., very sad, dead at the age of 87. Oh, good. Good, good, good. Amazon is now allowing, well, us to palm scan for their service now. So at least I don't have to burn out my retina. I don't have to use a thumbprint. I don't have to use a forefingerprint. I don't have to use a middle fingerprint. I don't have to use a toe print. I don't have to use a butt cheek. Stood on the phone to open my phone or order from Amazon. No, I can now sign up for Amazon by using the palm of my hand from the phone. That is a palm recognition service. Is now I'm able to do that on the new Amazon One app, and I can do that on iOS and Android. You can use to take a photo of your palm and set up your account, allowing you to start scanning your palm at locations that support the verification tech. So that is awesome. Previously, no, it is. Don't look at me like that. Of course it is. It's awesome. Previously, Amazon required users to visit physical locations to enroll in Amazon One, which lets you make a purchase, verify your age based on the palm print link to your Amazon account. The service is available at Whole Foods. Yeah, remember the commercial of, oh, I can do it my palm? That was a terrible commercial. But also, you can use some Panera Bread locations as well as more than 150 stadiums, airports, fitness centers, and convenience stores. Wow, that's pretty incredible. And so Amazon uses generative AI to analyze your palm vein structure to create a unique numerical vector representation of your palm that it recognizes when you scan your hand in the store. It doesn't use raw palm images to identify you. Right. Okay, no problem. Plus, I will venture to say, and it doesn't say this in this article, that Amazon actually owns the technology that is their AI technology for their AWS cloud systems that use this technology. I'm sure that it is. So they're using their own technology. So the information just stays in-house. There's no reason for them to share any of this information. Security is fine, right? Everything is fine. So just be ready for your palm signature that you can use at Panera, Whole Foods, 150 stadiums, airports, fitness centers, and convenience stores. Wow. And I say, wow, I really love it. I mean, it's the convenience of it. I know I'm supposed to be, I hate it. And the whole chip thing, you know, I was supposed to hate it. Just chip me. I'm at the point. Just chip me. Look, you're watching everything we do. We can't go anywhere without being filmed. Our phones are the phones we our handheld computers that we carry with us everywhere. Tracks us, knows what we're looking at, knows our data, listening to us. I mean, you can't mention. I talk about so much stuff on this show. My phone barely can keep up with the ads it wants to send me. Every time I talk about something, like today, I'll probably get stories on owls, stories on fudge and Amazon palm print commercials is what I'm going to get for my phone. And don't forget, we have the new system, Soofa, S-O-O-F-A, they are an advertising location data. You know, Soofa has the kiosk, the advertising kiosk that you walk by. Are they tracking you with that? What? Oh, my gosh, they are. Amazing. How is that possible? Okay, so the products, they're providing useful services. Of course they are. And people shouldn't be worried about what information and its digital kiosk can access and share with advertisers or even government entities. You shouldn't worry about it at all. These kiosks typically display ads and relevant information to pedestrians. It's pedestrians, I know. Become more common. They're all across the U.S. and they're what happens is that you get pedestrian impressions. So the sensor that measures accurate foot traffic in real time, noting, and Al Soofa is saying that their affiliates can check the analytics dashboard anytime to see how their campaigns are tracking towards impression goals. So the prospective advertisers, it's clearly beneficial. And, you know, do the pedestrians, should they care? They're being tracked from Soofa? Well, no, stop. The number of data points these kiosks are capable of recording from smartphones as pedestrians pass by are just, well, the manufacturer's name, the unique identification code, signal strength, that kind of thing. That's all, though. That is all. And why do you care? You're letting Amazon have your palm print. You've got the chip in you. Boop. No problem. I mean, I don't even use I barely use my charge card anymore. I just scan my phone. I mean, that's what we're doing. So if you're worried about Soofa, don't be. Don't be worried about Soofa because they're just, they just want to know your phone. The manufacturer's name. Sure, we know your specific unique identification code, so you know we could backtrack who you are exactly, and we know the signal strength, how close you came to our kiosk, and if you stopped or if you know how long you actually looked at our ad campaign, and that's all. We're just collecting data points. That's all. So stop worrying about it. You know they can do all that. And yet, when you hear that the dolly, the ship that ran into the bridge, the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore, the black box that was on the ship, in 2 minutes, prior to the ship hitting the bridge, that data's not on there. Except that's what happens when the power goes off. And so we don't have the last 2 minutes of the data from the ship prior to hitting the bridge. But don't you worry about it. Soofa is able to track you wherever you go. It's Friday, so that means it's time for what's being called America's favorite game show, What's the Lie? What's the Lie? Where contestants try to decipher the lie from four, count them, 1, 2, 3, 4 headlines. One of them is not true, thus that's where we get What's the Lie. Our contestant today, Shy Bishop, if he wins, not only will he get to come back for another round, he's going to win a Talking Sense Jeffy Blue Freshie. For more information, you can go to Talking Sense Facebook group and find the Freshie scent and design just for you. If you or someone you love would like to be a contestant on What's the Lie, you can email chewingthefat@theblaze.com. Shy Bishop, our contestant today on What's the Lie, won me over, sent me an email saying he was a retired, I hope it's okay that I share this, if it's not, I'm going to share it anyway, as a retired professional killer and current owner-operator of a body disposal farm, The email read, "I think I'm qualified to tell a lie from a headline." And then along with that, you tagged a joke, which I've already done as a joke of the day, the Wong family story. Shai Bishop, welcome to What's the Lie?
Good morning. How y'all doing?
I'm it's embarrassing how good I am. Shai, how are you?
Well, I was complimented yesterday. I was told I looked like your older evil brother.
Wow. And then I'm happy that you took that as a compliment, because I have a feeling there's many people on this planet that may not take that as a compliment.
Well, I've been accused of worse.
All right, so Mr. Big Shot, Mr. I'm qualified to tell a lie from a headline. You ready to play?
I am.
All righty. Four headlines, one not real. What's the lie? Headline number one, Canada's maple syrup reserve hits 16-year low. Headline number two, new bottled water company is targeting people who suffer from IBS. Headline number three, shop error leaves Orkney Island with more Easter eggs than people. Headline number four, NYC tourists seeking authentic experience taking late night rat tours. Those are your four headlines. Headline number one, Canada's maple syrup reserve hits 16-year low. Headline number two, new bottled water company is targeting people who suffer from IBS. Headline number three, shop error leaves Orkney Island with more Easter eggs than people. Headline number four, NYC tourists seeking authentic experience take late night rat tours. Shai Bishop, what is the lie?
Well, number one, there actually was, I think there probably was that headline, though the lie is based upon man-caused global warming, which I don't believe in. But the actual lying, non-existent headline, I think, was one about IBS.
You would be 100% correct, Shai. You are the man, and we're correct in your email. That's incredible. So you get to come back. I mean, Shai, this is how incredible this is for you, let alone us, having a champion like yourself. Now that you've won a Talking Sense Jeffy Blue Freshie, you get to come back for another round. Congratulations, and thanks for playing What's the Lie, and thank you for listening to What's the Lie. What's the Lie is a subsidiary of Chewing the Fat Enterprises. All information is probably accurate at the time of recording. CTF, WTL, MMXX, IV. Mr. Smarty Pants, congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
Wow, I mean, a little excitement would be nice.
Well, I try to maintain my...
I want to stop you for a moment right now. Did you do this yourself, or did you have help? Because I'm hearing people in the background. And if you had help, we may have to visit some rule clarifications.
That's a mess.
It was the wife, referred to as the commandant, and my mother-in-law. We're all here at the breakfast table.
And they did not help you?
No,
they didn't. They think my wife says I'm beyond help.
and here's another thing. I'm talking to you right now, okay? And they're answering for you. I don't like it. I don't like it. What do they think they're doing? I know it's your table and all.
They're laughing at both of us.
Yeah, they're laughing because they know that's actually a joke, and they're the bosses. So we'll just move on from there. Thank you, Shai. I appreciate it. We'll see you next week.
Stream and subscribe to more Blaze Media content at theblaze.com/podcasts.